What's the title?
If there's hell below,
we're all gonna go. That's a hell of a statement. Track one, hey.
As hell below, recorded in front of a couple of tins,
yeah,
and a good friend, Callum Eckersley.
Hello, yeah, I'm Callum Eckersley. You're Rob Morgan.
Yeah, I thought that was like I was just going to try and switch it up a bit.
Ah, okay.
So I introduce you,
right? Okay,
you introduce,
and you, and this is Rob Morgan, my good friend.
Thank you very much. Oh, Callum, funny thing happened to me today.
Go on.
Shit, now I've actually got to think of a funny thing.
Oh dear.
Somebody stood on the back of my foot on the tube.
That's not funny. That's
and,
horrible.
And just, no, he left it a little bit.
Yeah.
Right, didn't turn around and say sorry. He just shouted, "Sorry." That was quite good.
That is quite good.
And yeah, and then he started mumbling to himself. Started pulling like fivers out of his pocket, counting them, putting them back in.
Okay. So he was quite an odd bloke.
Yeah, I don't know whether that is funny.
No, maybe
he might
not.
Have deep things going on.
Yeah.
Still, look at me in the eye when you're going to say sorry. So, the reason, like, why I said and filmed in front of a studio audience is because the way that song finishes kind of has that sort of little 80s, 90s family sitcom warped thing.
Sure.
Like, hey, sitting in front of the thing going, who stole the fish fingers? Oopsie daisy, and there's a fat kid or something burping fish finger juice.
Oh god,
it was the 80s, 90s, kind of. It was filmed in front of a studio audience.
Just fish finger juice is the thing that's
is it?
Yeah,
well, they're bringing it back now, things being filmed in front of a studio audience.
Yeah.
And I'm bloody glad that we've reverted back to these old-fashioned, out-of-date forms of comedy, because they were great at the time. So, right, that started the podcast off to a very positive
note. It's a great song, that.
It's and when I was listening to this, I couldn't... It's one of those songs where I was like, this is stupid. This song is stupid. It's ridiculous. But then I was like, I'm going to have to go back to it, though.
I think it's brilliant.
It wasn't one I could ignore. It wasn't bland. It wasn't, like, ridiculous. It was just like... You got me interested there, guys. You know, like a little bit like that PC music.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's not good, but I'm kind of like, I want another taste, basically.
Yeah.
And it's a track called Patriot by Crime. It's kind of like a cross. It sounds like Van Halen crossed with Camera Obscura.
Yeah.
I would say. Two bands that you would think were... the opposite ends of their spectrum, but very defined by their genre. Except that they both made, like, deep down, saccharine pop songs.
Yeah.
And this band, Crime, who are from New York, and they're pretty new to me, and apparently they are a chiptune band, and I listened to a few of their other stuff, and it's sort of that sort of chiptune, bubble, Master System, Super Nintendo... synthy thing, like, but with also this sort of element of a twee indie band. I mean, they are a twee band, and they got this, and their bubblegum is shit, and but they're also a little bit heavy,
yeah,
and it's filling that void of heavy saccharine that Torch, Last Torch album left me a little bit wanting.
I haven't heard chiptune music with vocals on before, I don't think.
Really?
I've only heard, like, instrumental stuff, and it sort of made me write it off. Maybe unnecessarily.
I mean, it's a bit...
Some of it's a bit crap, isn't it?
It's a bit nerdy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bit like... My go-to bag is, like, a toadstool. You know, the little... You know, like, little toady guy?
Yeah.
I'd wear that as a backpack.
Okay, yeah.
That's what that reminds me of.
Yeah.
Maybe crying do. I'm sorry. That's you can pay whatever you like on that. Maybe a few Mario coins or a few Sonic rings. That's wearecrying.bandcamp.com, along with all their other stuff, which is worth checking out.
Next up for me is another new band called Easy TV, all capitals. It's spelled letter EZTV.
I sent you a text and I said, "Lol, if you listen to this song and you don't bring this in,"
and I said, "I'm already bringing it, son."
Yeah,
it's a they have a new signing to Captured Tracks. They're from New York, from Brooklyn, where Captured Tracks are, and sounds nice, jangly, birdy. Well,
you know, like when I first heard like the guitar line on this, I was like, "This is it. This is the shit."
Yeah, it's the guitar on it is great, and it sounds like. Interestingly enough, one of the band members is called Ezra Tenenbaum, and it sounds like a song that could be in a Wes Anderson type film, I think, with that jangle.
Are you calling real name on that?
Ezra Tenenbaum? Well, I don't know. Are you calling him a fake name?
I'm not calling him a fake name. I'm calling...
That's a big call.
I mean, Ezra, like, it's either a fake name or his dad is, like, an art critic or something from good stock.
Yeah. Ezra Tenenbaum.
Yeah, that's like an American good stock name.
Yeah.
And I have no problem with American good stock. No, I'm a fucking hypocrite.
Weirdly, I have no problem with that.
Yeah, because of like Royal Tenenbaums and stuff.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah,
Royal Tenenbaums, Downtown Abbey.
Yeah.
Tenenbaums.
Oh, definitely. Fuck the Abbey. I don't care about your dog. I don't care about any of you.
That's strange because you love a dog.
I love a dog, but I don't care about their dog.
Anyway, what's shown on Easy TV?
It's a strange name because I tried googling it at first when I first heard about them, and it comes up with sort of football streaming websites and stuff like that, which is a bit of an annoying thing.
Well, unless you're looking for a football stream, which it can be hard, guys. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, football stream chat.
Yeah.
It's good to have bands, lads. Good to have a band.
So this is from their first 7-inch, which is called Dust in the Sky. You can pre-order it now on the Catch a Tracks website. It's limited to like 500. Get in there quick. The road was long, the cliff was steep.
Dust in the sky. when I listen to this song,
yeah,
I close my eyes and I'm on a tropical space island, as imagined by the late 1960s.
Okay, yeah.
This song's got that sort of Futuro Library Exotica thing going on. And I'm just lying there in this floating island.
Sounds good.
And I'm getting a massage by a robot.
Okay. Is there anybody else on the island?
How was your day, Rob? There are people.
Okay.
There's a lot of people. It's like a resort.
Okay. What, just like a tropical...
paradise.
Space resort.
Yeah, tropical paradise resort.
Club Med on Saturn.
The future. Yeah. If you like. Or maybe a sandals.
Okay.
And I go...
Sandals is a bit of an old... Is it older?
It's whatever you want it to be, old, mate. Aren't I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
anyway,
really know.
One of those good holidays.
The ones I can't afford.
All in.
Yeah.
All the good stuff. And I'll go... He'll go, how was your day, Rob? And I'll be, lovely, touchy bot. He goes, that's wonderful, master. Here, drink this. And then it's a lovely, lovely drink. Okay. It's like exactly the sort of drink you want on those sort of holidays. It's a bit coconutty. It's a little bit, it's got a nice little bit of, whoa, but it's got a bit of that mango sweetness with a bit of that tartness. And then it's got a bit of rum. It's got a bit of icing around the rim. Okay. And of course, it's all sheltered by a nice little umbrella. Of course.
They haven't got rid of them in the space resort.
Callum, when they get rid of them from yeah, resorts,
just kill me.
Future or not, if we are in times where little umbrellas in drinks is no longer a thing, just like bury me alive.
Okay.
Because it ain't worth living.
I'll do that.
So I'm drinking this drink. It's delicious, Callum. It really is. Nice. And I'm normally someone who likes a whiskey-based cocktail. But whiskey, you know...
Not in space.
Come on. It's really nice and hot. We're so close to the sun. But we've got this lovely sort of dome that sort of keeps the...
Okay.
Keeps it to optimum heat. And I'm drinking it and I'm going... Am I on a trip? Is this... And I'm looking around me and I'm going, is this Space Island? Is this a trip? Is this intergalactic paradise real? Or is it a constructed alternative reality designed by the man?
Oh, God. Oh, so it's a way to ruin your day.
And I'm there and...
What's the robot saying?
I've got to this office. I found my way into this office. And I'm actually face to face with the man. I mean, I've gone through a lot of tribulations to get to this point.
Okay, yeah, I've, yeah,
a lot of trials, tribulations. Well, yeah, I'm kind of cutting a long story short here, but basically, guards in white suits try to chase me. Somebody tries to put a needle in my neck.
Yeah, standard procedure.
Before I am captured, and then I'm taken to. To see the man, and he goes and he says to me, why would anybody want to leave Paradoxia 72? The real world
is this a film?
The real world is a horrible place, controlled by corruption, lust, fear, greed. We have created a utopia for you, Rob. Why would you want to forsake perfection?
There's no lust on your utopia.
No.
Huh.
Because lusty. Well, the man
doesn't like it.
No. But anyway, I won't spoil it. I won't spoil it. Paradoxia 72.
Is that the name of the film?
Might be.
Okay.
But that track is called Theme from a Telepathic Amphibian. Which
That's a good name, too.
It is a very good name, isn't it? Because how do we know that amphibians...
Oh, here we go.
Not reptiles.
Okay, amphibians.
Amphibians.
Which are like frogs.
Your frogs.
Yeah. What else?
Your toads.
Anything else?
Is your newt? Does the salamander?
I think a newt is a amphibian. I think a salamander might be a reptile. I don't know.
Ooh.
We'll check on that stuff.
So slight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, word is they may be able to read your mind.
Okay.
Well, says Kathy Lucas from Fanfalo and Earth Moon Earth, she's operating under the alias Orlando.
Right, okay.
Which, if you think, is almost the original Paradise Resort.
Yeah.
When you're a kid, where do you want to go, mate?
A lot of old people there now.
Orlando. Yeah, well, you don't give a shit about that. You give a shit about those sweet rides and those palm trees.
Mickey and the crew.
Yeah, Mickey and the crew.
Yeah.
And who's to say that Walt Disney wasn't the original the man?
Mm.
Good thing to think about. Anyway, don't think about that amongst amphibians, because they'll read your mind and they'll get back to the man. That's how they fucking
needling your neck in an office somewhere talking to the man.
We've been worrying about the fucking reptiles. We haven't been fucking keeping an eye on the amphibians either.
True.
All the cold-blooded creatures.
Yeah, let's get rid of them.
Out.
Yeah. Snakes, you're first.
Yeah, this is just for you to get rid of snakes, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
Right. Anyway, that track is taken from a forthcoming cassette, which is a split between Orlando and Tamaga, and it's entitled Playtime, colon, no, don't spell it colon, Music for Video Games. And here we go. It's said to be inspired by fictional worlds. That was one. Or was it? Imagined quests. I'm on one. And surreal dreams. It was about that. What about that trip? What about that juice trip I took? Or did I? Anyway, it sounds really good. And it's out sometime or other.
Does sound good. Now we've got a new track by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Ah, lizards.
Oh,
that's a theme.
I didn't realise that, but that is a great mashing of reptile amphibians.
And this, I think it's a refreshing change. When I clicked on a new King Gizzard and Lizard Wizard song, I thought it was going to be what we're used to. You know, like garage rock.
Oh, the last one. It was very sort of garage.
Yeah, very garage rock, very sort of old Ty Segall.
Yeah, that last album, though, bare flute on it.
Yeah.
It was kind of a bit prog. And I like saying to people who are like, well, you know, like they're into psych stuff. I went, this is prog, mate. What are you listening to? It's prog. It's not prog. Not fucking prog.
Have you had that discussion a many times?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. But anyway, this song.
Good discussion. Yeah. It's not fucking boring.
This song sounds like a slow dance song to
me.
Sounds like some sort of like, and like school. I'm imagining like a, you know, like a prom.
Do you know what it reminds me of?
What?
Yumo.
Oh yeah, I think I remember Yumo.
What's it called? The Mortal Orchestra.
Oh, okay, yeah, it reminds me of that as well.
But better.
Yeah.
Because I think their songs are lacking something.
Well, they have that one really good song.
Yeah. Well, they do. They'll come out of a really good song. Yeah. Sorry.
But yeah, it reminds me of that a bit, and maybe a bit White Denim-y at times.
If you like.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
No, I can see that.
Yeah, but the track is called God Is In The Rhythm. It's from their new album, which is coming out on Castle Face in May sometime.
Oh,
astray. They said she lost her way. What did the papers mean? They left the princess free to run away without a care. To run away without a care. They saw her disappear. They shed not a tear. To run away without a care. To run away without a care.
Research, like barely any, that bare as in not much, but you know, enough, and then you get your padding.
Yeah.
So right, I looked up, depending on who you believed, turn to crime, who just provided you with that song. Right, they're krautrock, stroke post-punk, stroke electropop, stroke post-psych.
Post-psych, okay.
Stroke... Off kilter, stroke, slapdash. Right. I'm pretty sure that at least one of those terms contradicts the others and sort of outweighs it. I mean, like, and some of them seem to fit apart from post-psych.
Yeah.
I mean, we're very much psych, like, at the moment.
Slapdash is an interesting genre. Well, just cobble it together.
No, they didn't, yeah. They were post, like, slapdash, they're a slapdash band. But they don't sound slapdash because that seems quite quite tight. I can kind of see where he's going from. Anyway, they're a Detroit band, Turns of Crime, and that's something from their forthcoming album, Actions. Did we play something from that album?
Yeah, I think we did, yeah.
I can't remember now. You know, music, tracks. didn't hear the album, unfortunately. That track's called Without a Care, and it's due out next month on, I don't know. Anyway, album's called Prince of Slackers. That's where they got the slapdash thing from.
Next up for me is a nice bit of hip-hop.
Nice hip-hop. Nice that's what I like, Callum.
Somebody messaged our Facebook page, which you should all go and like, by the way.
Yeah, definitely.
To say he wanted to put us on to this EP that his label was putting out. The label are called, Classic Records, and it's a three-track EP by an artist called Poldor, who's a Belgian beatmaker, producer.
Sweet.
And this is the title track from it, featuring someone called C-Star. And it sounds, to me, it sounds like Detroit. It sounds like Black Milk. It sounds like that kind of hip-hop that I really love from there.
This is great.
And you can get it as a free download if you go to their record labels, Cult Classic Records, cool. Bandcamp. You can download this three-track EP. The other track's already got on it as well. Download it for free.
My brother's keeper, yelling it through the speakers. Stepping over the following, never progressing either. Never coming together, this dirt is getting deeper. Never too late to say that I need ya. My brother's keeper, yelling it through the speakers. Stepping over the following, never progressing either. Never coming together, this dirt is getting deeper. Never too late to say that I need ya. Be easy, this is a new day. Old humans with new ways, ready to kill each other. Call it progress, what did you say? Hands raised, but still shot. Moment to limit gridlock. Ants justify enemies. Nah, brother, it's flip-flop. Meaning we just ending. They killing us with the witness, with video footage. Even instilled, they walk defended, let go. Fuck the belly of the beast. We in the corner, swimming in that bullshit so thick. Forever joking, let me be the awesome. Burning through the lining of this culture. Try to look away, I got you bitten, buckle over. Try to hold a hand, but be gripping colder shoulders. Icy words from the others, getting prematurely older. See, we just Pharisees that need vision and clarity. Living life on the precipice, looking down, reading elegies. Fantasies and happiness in unsettling times. This is the reason I'm gonna strive. In my brother's keeper, yelling it through the speakers. Stepping over the following, never progressing either. Never coming together, this dirt is getting deeper. Never too late to say that I need ya. In my brother's keeper, yelling it through the speakers. Stepping over the following, never progressing either. Never coming together, this dirt is getting deeper. Never too late to say that I need ya. But yet you walk past, even getting a good laugh. Stepping over Abel, raising some cane, can we outlast? Maybe nothing is sacred, chalk it up to human nature. Gotta keep it progressing, stars in the nomenclature. Indeed, aim to please in words but never deeds. Fellas, get it together so we can raise up these seeds with ease. We're building towers of Babel as we perceive. Many people united in a love that's supreme. Let us reel it in, building with the devils and the seraphim. Everything in its element, diabolical, heaven sent. African elephant trampling over decadence. Politician embellishment, this shit is unsettling. Police states get created in haste. Army weapons and authority hands leads to disgrace. More trouble than needed, puppets of the elitist. The least of these, my brethren, please believe it. And my brother's keeper, yelling it through the speakers. Stepping over the following, never progressing either. Never coming together, this dirt is getting deeper. Never too late to say that I need ya. And my brother's keeper, yelling it through the speakers. Stepping over the following, never progressing either. Never coming together, this dirt is getting deeper. Never too late to say that I need ya.
Tense, dark, doom, funk breaks. I doubt my, I sound like my cousin, MasterChef there, one of the MasterChef guys.
Love it.
Oh, look at that lovely, and that lovely sort of like a lovely wet kiss. Oh, I tell you, that fucking show, mate. Anyway, that's something from Long Distance Dan. And it's a track that kind of feels, has that feel of Curtis Mayfield's An Our Name Snake,
yeah.
If There's Hell Below, with that sort of the echoed mantra of peace, not destruction, which is the name of the track. And that's something that Dan Larkin, who is Long Distance Dan, he reached out, Callum.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Much like your boy from Cult Classic Records, yeah. Hip hop heads reaching out and saying, check out our stuff. And it's all
both
ace.
Great tracks.
Yeah, so like, you know, if you got something you want to put us onto, mail it ifthereishellbelow.com.
Or the Facebook.
Or like us and message us on Facebook, and most of the time we'll listen. And
if we don't, you know, then if we just slip it, through the net.
You're getting on the podcast. And yeah, that's something that I really, really liked. And I checked out yesterday and was like blown away. Anyway, he's Long Distance Dan is a seasoned DJ, rapper, and producer from London. Who has just released a new album, The Other Side of the Sky, and it's out on a Name Your Price on his Bandcamp, which is Dusted Industries, who I believe is his sort of in-house label that he's created, .bandcamp.com. So that's dustedindustries.bandcamp.com. And the album's really good, so it's sort of got that sort of fuzz, the kind of David Axelrod,
yeah,
with Electric Prunes fuzz guitars, Primitive Library electronics, killer hip-hop breaks. It kind of reminds me of the Heliocentrics and Natural Yogurt Band.
Nice.
Sweet.
Nice. Next up, we've got a release by a band called The Suaves.
Oh, yes. And they do sound like Suaves.
They do, yeah.
Have you met my good friend Ezra Turnbaugh?
You're looking suave today, Ezra.
Ezra? Ezra, have you been working out?
Ezra's scrubbed
anyway, you
up.
Know what the most famous Ezra is? And what
Koenig?
No. Pre-Koenig.
Go on.
Have you ever seen the film Trading Places? Probably haven't.
Yes, I have, yeah.
The two rich men who were doing the bet, but, you know, to yeah. see if... watch the film. Doing the bet
yeah.
to see if they can manage to ruin... Dan Aykroyd's life,
yeah,
and elevate this tramp, played by Eddie Murphy, up to sort of this high status in society. And anyway, and they're just using him. The butler is called Ezra,
okay,
and they give him a $5 tip. And this is one of my favorite parts of the movie. And they go, "Ezra, it's time for your Christmas bonus." And they give him $5, and they go, $5. Maybe I'll go to the movies. And here's the punchline. By myself. It's a great line. Ezra.
That's the most famous Ezra.
Yeah, I mean, people who actually know me will say, Rob, you go on about Ezra and that line
oh, really?
A lot. Yeah.
Okay.
It's That's more first than time... anybody should go on about a line in a film.
That's the first time I've heard you mention that. And I've known you for 6-7 years.
Really? Okay, well, I'm kind of obsessed with Ezra.
Okay.
I think he's also a big Broadway actor.
Right.
But boy, did he deliver that line. Probably should chat about the Swarves.
The Swarves are a Chicago band. They're signed to a great Chicago label, Hozak.
Ah, oh, one of the best punk labels.
Who put out loads of great punk. Go and check them out. They've got so much stuff that... But this is from a new 7-inch, which is coming out. The A-side is Liquid Hounds. This is the B-side, Bricks and Bones, or Bricks and Bones.
Bricks and Bones, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just a great sort of punk track. I need more.
We'll be right back.
out something from Leather Daddy, which I think might... Is that a reference to Arrested Development?
Remind me what that might be a reference to.
Tobias Funke wants to be more of a dad to Maybe.
Yeah.
And says...
Oh, yeah, and he starts dressing up.
She thinks that she likes leather.
Yeah.
And he goes into a leather shop and says, I want something that says that daddy likes leather.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And then the attendant goes, what, you mean a leather daddy? He goes, that's exactly what I mean.
I need to rewatch that.
And then he goes to the Gothic Castle. I think it's the Gothic Castle.
Yeah.
But he goes, take me to the Gothic Castle. The Gothic Castle. And he went, the Gothic Castle? Yeah, anyway, it goes between the two. Anyway, like, honestly, like, we can't describe how good Arrested Development is.
Oh, it's
just
brilliant.
Just watch it, and you might already have watched it, but it's a beautiful blossom of flower. Anyway, back to the band. They're a hardcore band from Boston and Cambridge High School, American Cambridge, and it's their debut 7-inch. And what it says here, 5 songs of menacing mid-paced hardcore, 2 of which are re-recordings, and it's just... fury,
it's
but
great.
Good fury, you know, like sort of stuff you want to listen to when it's you've just finished a Friday at work,
yeah,
and you just want to get
pissed,
you want to get fucked, mate.
Yeah.
And there's a track called At Night, and it's out on Failure Recordings. Check out that label, because I only found out about them yesterday.
Well, they've got Failure Recordings.
They sort of deal mainly in punk, hardcore, power pop. They released, I think they had something to do with Sheermag.
Oh, yeah. Always looking for
that's
a new
label. That's how I found
like
out
that.
About it, because I wanted to get that 7. It's gone now.
Is it?
Gone. You ain't getting it. Anyway, there's such good music going on.
Yeah. Next up is a band called Tona. I don't know much about this band, to be honest. They're from Oakland, California. They've got a band camp. You can go and you can get this track for name your price. Yeah, and they sound sort of... It's got a sort of emo-y quality, but the guitar on it, the guitar tone, is so
nice.
Used
to be an emo.
No, not an emo. A Grebo.
Ah, okay.
Never an emo.
Mail it if there is hellbelow.com at ITHB podcast. Is it more shameful that Callum was a Grebo than an emo?
They're equally shameful. Yeah. Actually, no, do you know what? No, neither of them are shameful.
Okay, no.
Yeah, I saw Machine Head. Yeah, I've seen Korn more than once.
Do you know what I was thinking about today? What was in my head? Wake up! Why didn't you put a little makeup?
I still like
that.
That's a good
song. Wake up! You wanted to. Yeah, but like, you get to an age where you go, is it, you know.
No, I've never listened to it.
No, you wouldn't choose to listen.
I'm not mad.
Wake up!
Yeah.
Self-righteous suicide. Just listen to those lyrics again.
They were adult men writing those lyrics.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about as well. Adult men who looked like they could have been about 40.
Yeah, they were quite old, weren't they?
Yeah, exactly. One had full-on male pattern balding. Yeah. But then again, I've got a 23-year-old mate who went fully bald at 23.
Was that the man with the plaited beard? Was that the same one?
Compensated.
Yeah, yeah. Two long little thin plaits like worms.
Hey, pythons.
They were,
asps.
They were thin. Yeah, more like asps than pythons.
Hey, got a couple of vipers hanging from my chin.
But you can pre-order their full album, Tona's full album, on their Bandcamp and get this track for free. And it's such a good track. It's called That's Fine.
Yeah. I'll head back to
waiting. I looked it up, 13 years for that retort to Skater Boy.
Yeah.
And there it is.
There you go, Skateboarding Girl.
Skateboarding Girl. Well, it was at, like, it's out this year, but it was actually available first as a 2012 demo from Sick Sad World. But there it is in fully produced hi-fi version.
Take that, Avril.
Exactly. What we got there, finally, is the radio-ready, hook-filled, boy-fancying girl with that appreciation of the art of skateboarding.
Mm-hmm.
Get that fucker, put it on the radio, Callum.
Yeah.
And then just see it go. I don't know what it'll wear to... This is ending up like me sort of demeaning Sick Sad World, who is Jake Jones, singer-songwriter guy, bedroom producer thing. Demeaning him as some sort of... what was that song? You know, I don't want no scrubs.
Oh, yeah.
And then I don't want no pigeons.
Sure.
And then do you remember that song... fuck is I don't need this shit now. Eamon?
Don't
fuck
that.
You right back. There was the fuck you right back. Talking about songs with a retort.
Sure.
He's better than this. He's got an album out, Fear and Lies. I've heard some of his tracks. You can expect punk, power pop.
Good.
You can expect garage rock. You can expect a bit of surf guitar in there. He's about to release Fear and Lies, as I said, on Help Yourself Records. This has been the If There Is Hell Below podcast, 201. Thanks for listening to 200th.
Yeah.
And, you know, beyond. Or if you haven't, you know, still cheers for getting this far. Big shout out and, like, condolences to... we mentioned him a few weeks ago, but Little Chris passed away the other week. And I think it was... I think he was suffering from depression.
Yeah.
And I think it's something that is a big... You were saying it's a big killer of
Oh, yeah, it's like the biggest killer of young men in the UK.
So...
And if that's what happened to him, then, well, no matter what happened to him, it's awful.
But... Exactly. So all we can do is say, just help somebody out, you know, if you know somebody with such afflictions. It's very, very common. It's more common than you think, and somebody might suffer from it and you might not know. But, you know, Little Chris seemed like a decent guy. And you know what? He actually had a really good punk voice as well.
He seemed like a lovely bloke. Kind of kid who could smile when everybody else would smile. Nice life.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, help a brother out.
Yeah. To finish this up is a track by a guy called PJ Bond, who I must confess I haven't heard much of before, but he's been around for a while. He's been in a few punk bands. This track reminded me of a bit of Michael Cronin.
Yeah.
Also a bit of, I know you don't like them, Neutromilk Hotel.
Oh, yeah, I'm not a big fan of the Banjo Heads.
No, I don't think there's any banjo in this. And it's
I just think of that album cover with the banjo head.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. You hate Neutral Milk Hotel.
I hate that album cover, for one.
Yeah.
I absolutely do not like that band at all. Like, I really do not.
I think it's maybe just the voice that reminds me of that. Not necessarily
okay,
music.
Okay, he's
at
good.
All.
I like this.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, it's PJ Bond, Better Option. It's off his new album, Where Were You?
Where were you again? Yeah. Sorry, that was an Oasis. That was the Oasis fan of me coming out.
Yeah, and it comes out sometime. Creeps out.
Creeps out.
Or should I say seeps out?
Yeah, like a goo.
Yeah.
Like a sort of weeping sore. See you next week, guys.
Bye-bye.
Your mother, please say hello from an old friend. I once knew her, she'd say you ain't the man that you pretend to be. I hang round the estate every Saturday night while your daddy played cards. I
someone.